Alrighty, so let's do the tshuva of the Rambam. So they asked the Rambam, this is brought down in the Migdal Oz, in the bottom, it's on Chasid Aleph, the Migdal Oz brings it down, it's on Halacha Yid Aleph, it's like halfway through it. It's in, I don't know how yours works, but Odo Isi Chachmi L'Nil Zal She'eskimu Kedvarav El Shavo Lishol Mimenu Yitzar Acher B'Signon Zah. So the Chachmi L'Nil agreed with the Rambam, but they wanted to ask from him from a different side. Okay, and then this is what it said. She'ela, question, Yerenu Rabbeinu, teach us, Rabbeinu. V'im Sheikhar Shel Se'orim Hu, if it's beer made out of barley, Heich Yatza. Umarana Rabbana, how could you be Yotzei? Right? How could you be Yotzei if it's a beer out of barley and you made a Hagafen on it? Umarana v'rabana v'ri alfas al holeich al zeh haderach. And you and the Riff went on this path. V'chatarnu l'hoti hayabasha. And we tried to search to find the dry land. V'yicholna, we couldn't. Sheharei peros ha-sheichar inan yotzei min hagafen. Because the fruits of a beer, I guess the barley, doesn't come from a grapevine. Doesn't come from a vine. V'dami l'pasach b'marav aravim v'siyem b'yotzei or t'lo yotzei. Then it should be similar to the case where if you start off, like in Marav, you start off the Marav Aravim, and you finish Yotzer Or, so you're davening the night one, and you finish off Yotzer Moros, so the Yotzer Moros is the bracha for the daytime. But Marav Aravim is the bracha for nighttime. So as the Rambam says, if you say the wrong bracha, it's the wrong bracha, it's totally the wrong bracha, so it shouldn't be good. Okay, that's the Rambam has, that's the Rambam in... It's interesting. This is a stira, this Rambam, but I mean, it seems from this tshuva maybe we'll be able to you'll see the resolution to it. But that's the Rambam in Aleph Chas in Kriya Shema. He says b'shachar. I'm starting the middle. B'shachar is pasach yotzeor. You start off yotzeor baruch hoshech, right? You're talking about then night and day, and then v'siyim arav aravim, and you end by saying, who I guess. Make dark, it brings in the evenings or whatever. Elo yotza. You know, it's no good. You know, it's a puzzle about the CBSR. If you start off in the nighttime, you finish off yotzer, yotzemaros, yotza. Sorry, puzzle about the CBSR. So this is, I'm sorry, this is in the morning. So you finish, as long as you finish with the right one, you're fine. The chain ba'arvis, and puzzle about the Arabim, the CBSR, lo yotza, puzzle yotza, the CMRM, yotza, kala brachas ochasacha chasimasa. So there, it's funny. This is on the surface a contradiction. Because he says there again, you have the bracha, you start, he says, it doesn't matter what you start with. The ikkar, you could say the wrong ikkar, as long as you finish properly. Okay, everything goes by the chasima there. Okay? But the gemara there, so it's just not seemingly contradictory here, because here it says everything goes by the ikkar, and there everything's going by the chasima. Right? So one thing there, which is one factor is that the Gemara says is that see when you start off, let's say you say Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech, the morning. Let's say again you say it in the morning. So you start off with the, let's say it's nighttime. You say Yotzer or just either way. Yeah, but Yotzer Or Uvorei Choshech. So you're mentioning the Or and the Choshech. You're mentioning the day and the night. So the beginning. The opening of the bracha really could belongs to both day and night. Okay. Similarly, in the Asher V'Dvar Marav Aravim, you say Gol Or Mnei Choshech V'Choshech Mipnei Or, which means he brings in the light from the darkness and right, so it rolls away the day from the dark and dark from the light. So you see, there also in the openings, the opening either opening refers to both. So either opening is a that's true. The Jones mentioned those are brachas, they're long brachas, brachas aruchas. But either way, I mean, you have a whole long bracha, and the whole, I mean, there is a whole big, because the malchus is all the way at the beginning. So the whole beginning, you had correct. So you end wrong. Okay, fine, so you end wrong. So the answer is no. If you end totally wrong, then that's it, your bracha's gone. So then why by Berpia Gaf? And if you end totally wrong, the bracha should be bad. So that's the question. Okay, so it's a big problem. I mean, it's a contradiction. So it's certainly a contradiction. So it says tshuva. Yeah, because the question is, again, what's the problem? Well, according to the Rambam, Rambam just says the one principle is that as long as you don't have a mistake in the ikkar, so then it's okay. So if you take a glass of beer, and regular Heineken beer, and you pick it up and you start saying, you start off saying Shachal, and you say, Rosh Hashanah Kenem Acholam, thinking Shachal, 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 and then you say, Rabbi Agafen. So the Rambam's Tshuva is claiming it's possible, it's bad, the bracha isn't good. So why? The Iker bracha, you had the right thoughts. So you made a mistake at the end, who cares? We go by the Iker. Right, the Iker has a character to it, right? And the character of the Iker takes precedence over the Chasima. And the whole Svara, what's the difference whether or not it happens to be grape wine, you know, grape beer or Heineken, barley beer? It doesn't make any difference. So you'll say, but how could a guy make such a terrible mistake? I don't know, he did. It happens. It does happen sometimes. And he did it in that case. So what's the difference? Why is that bad? And presumably what I'm saying is that's why also in the case of, so if you say, again, so if you say you're on barley, you're saying Hagafen on barley, that's it. It's terrible. It's off. It's nothing to do with it. So similarly, if you say Yotam Oros at the nighttime, that's what he's saying. That's how he's resolving it. And it's almost at nighttime also, that's totally off. It's nothing to do with it. So you say it's a totally, absolutely wrong bracha, then forget about it. You're gone. So that's what's happening here. It's like you're saying, the absolutely wrong bracha. Let's look at the next. There are three cases in the Ram. That's only one case, right? What's the next case? If he has in front of him peros haaretz, means a vegetable, and he starts making the bracha to say a brei pri adama, and then he says brei pri eitz. So he doesn't go back. So what about there? Is it a vegetable which looks like a fruit, or is it just, I mean, what's the case there? Right? I mean, I don't know. Why that's apparently saying that's also close. But is the vegetables made out of fruits? Or I don't know what's the, you know, how does his logic carry through in that case? And then he has the next case. If you have in front of you Tasha Shal Dagan, let's say a pretzel, you know, and or some sort of cereal, and you start off making mizonos, and then you say hamotzi. Right? So what's the deal there? That's also similar. I mean, they are somewhat similar, but I mean, what's the principle here? I mean, it just starts becoming a little hard to draw these lines. So what's the halacha in these cases? Let's say you actually make a brei pri agafen on beer out of wine. Is it good or is it no good?
But you're thinking
the real deal. You just think that it's it's wine. Yeah. And you make brei agafen, it's no good, right? Even though it comes from grapes, doesn't matter. That's not the bracha, right? And if you make a ha'etz on a vegetable, it's no good, right? That's clear. That's open. That's the halacha before that. And similarly, if you make hamotzi on mizonos, it seems like also it's no good. It's not halacha. In a certain sense, the Rambam's agreeing with the Chachmei Lanel. They had a svar. They understood the Rambam from the Kesi Yotzar, and they said, how could it be that you're going to say, when it comes to barley beer, that this is going to work? So it's ridiculous. And they basically said, it won't. You're misunderstanding me. I never meant that. I meant a beer of wine. I didn't say it. That's what I meant. I mean, you see, you can't necessarily be Daik in the Rambam. And Rambam, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about beer out of wine, but he didn't say it. He just assumed that he'd understand it. It's obvious. So you see, you can't necessarily be Daik and say, that's what they said. They said, you just wrote beer. How could it be? His answer was, it can't be. I didn't mean that. You know, he didn't say it. Look, he doesn't always spell everything out. Sometimes he expects you to figure it out, and it makes sense. It's simple, you know, a good deduction, and he expected you to understand it. It's interesting, because it's always tricky, is when you can be a Daik in the Rambam. I mean, a Rebbe says sometimes, is you can, sometimes you ask questions on a diyuk like that. He oftentimes says, you can't ask him a Daik. You can't always just take the exact wording of the Rambam and say, he didn't say this, therefore he doesn't mean it. You know, see, here he's saying, it's not true. He says, Sheikhar. Sheikha, you'll say, I know, you could definitely say the Ram. If I would have said this to you before you read this tshuva, I'd say it's only talking about Sheikha made out of grapes. You'd say, read the Rambam. Does he say anything about that? He says Sheikha. What does Sheikha mean? Doesn't the word Sheikha mean beer? The word Sheikha is used all over. Sometimes it means, I mean, there is such a thing as Sheikha made out of wine, out of grapes, but there's also a thing of Sheikha made out of barley. In fact, most of them are made out of barley. Shouldn't the Ram do anything? The Ram would have to tell you if he means it's only by Sheikha made out of grapes. Wouldn't that be, isn't it obvious that the Ram doesn't think it's only beer made out of grapes? And the answer is no. That's not a good way to read Rama. Apparently the Ram is saying that's what he meant. Why didn't he say it? He said, because it's obvious. How could a guy make a mistake between barley beer, between Heineken and wine? They have nothing to do with one another. And it's obvious if you use your minds for a few minutes, you realize it doesn't make any sense. Chachmei Lanel were reading him Dafka, and they said, well, look, we worked as hard as we could. We can't figure this thing out. And he says, you did figure it out. You're just not reading me right. And I say, see, I mean, it's good. It's good to know. I mean, this is, the Rebbe, maybe he's quoted some other tshuva. Maybe he's even quoting this tshuva. I mean, you just see, it's like, you gotta be careful when you're just going by a diak, like by the way you think the Rambam should have written it. You know, you can't necessarily go by the way you think he should have written it. He should have clarified, he should have said that. Maybe he just thought he didn't understand it and he doesn't write every single thing that he should have written. You know, so I say to be clear, you know, diukim, it's always hard to go by diukim. It's better to go by what he says, not by what, you know, you think he should have said. I just know, the Rebbe gets upset when he asks those kinds of things. Like, he points out, and guys try to go that way. He often, I'm not saying the Rebbe never makes diukim in the Rambam. It's not as simple as making it sound. I mean, there is a place for diukim in the Rambam. And I don't know exactly when and where, but I do know there are times where I know guys try to say things like this, and he quotes this tshuva or some other tshuva, where the Rambam says, no, you have to know how to read it. I didn't mean that. So just something to keep in mind. You know, don't build a whole svara on a diuk like this, what you think the Rambam should have said. So again, my point is that the Rambam is just echoing the thoughts of the Chachmei Elnil. They were right. They were right in reading the Rambam. They realized this. This doesn't make any sense. This is a contradiction. And he answered, it is a contradiction. If you don't think I mean Sheikh HaSa'orim, it's a contradiction. But we didn't have any problem. We weren't as advanced as Chachmei Elnil. For us, this thing made perfect sense. What's the problem? Sheikh says, who cares? Did we make a difference? I saw the Gra brings down that the Mechaber says it's Sheikhar or water. And the Gra says it's Lafukai, the Tshuva, to knock out the Mechaber is not going like that Tshuva. Okay, he says the water also. But that's the way we learned. What's the difference? Who cares what it is? The matter that it's beer, it means it's a shackle thing. You do. I don't care what it is. Point is, the beginning of the Bracha is correct and the end of the Bracha is incorrect. So what do we go by? You go by the beginning, you go by the end, you go by the beginning. So now, who cares how incorrect the end was? Does that matter? Bottom line is it's not correct. The beginning is what matters. So let me get started. I just want to start at a different angle from where you guys are starting, but maybe we'll come back to what you're saying. I mean, Jeremy, that's you and Yehuda were thinking about this?
Huh?
That was you and Yehuda were thinking of that? Okay. Yeah, okay. So the question is, where is it in the Rambam, though? Like, how do you get around? I just want to start with that problem. Is how do you get around the Rambam? The Rambam just says, when he said the beginning of the Iker of the Bracha, he said the right Bracha. And since in the beginning of the Bracha there wasn't a mistake, even though you made a mistake in the end, Yotza. So, I mean, doesn't it sound like that applies? That's always? You know? So, I'm thinking that there's a difference. There's an idea of a ta'os. Ta'os is a mistake. Okay? There's a difference between, like, a mistake and totally being, like, off the mark. Okay? Like, a mistake is like a mistake. There's a range within which you'll call something a mistake and then say the guy is totally off base. Like, he's an idiot. He's just not, you know? Mistake means, like, it's a little bit of a slip. You went to, I said, let's meet on Fifth Avenue. And I go to Sixth. I say, I made a mistake. I say, let's meet at Fifth Avenue, and you ended up in Baltimore. He says, that's not a mistake. That's just ridiculous. That's totally off the mind. It's not a mistake anymore. You know? So the Rambam's case is talking about where you make a mistake. Mistake means, it's grape wine. It's a product of the vine. And you thought, you made the bracha on the overdeveloped product of the wine, and not on the underdeveloped product of the wine, shechar. Because the brachos are relevant. The shevach of pre-agafen, it is from a gafen, it's a pre-agafen, it's just that because of the fact that it's not chashev, it doesn't have the chashivas of wine, it's not developed as wine, so the bracha of pre-agafen doesn't, it looks like it comes from the grape, it's a relevant, the praise is a relevant praise. And therefore, when you do it, you'll say it's a shevach b'ta'os. It's a mistaken. You ended the bracha b'ta'os. The ikar of the bracha was good. The end of the bracha was a mistake. So we say we go by the ikar. The ikar was correct. We'll tolerate a mistake in the end and itself. But you could tolerate a mistake. It means if it's in the right, you know, if it's in the right ballpark, the end is in the right ballpark, but it's just a toss. It's an error. So then that's okay. That's what I'm saying is okay. But if the beginning of the bracha is one bracha, and the end of the bracha is an entirely different bracha, it totally contradicts the beginning of the bracha, the ikar of the bracha, then you basically have a, you have, no, you don't have a bracha. Your bracha is like it's a half a bracha. You have one half a bracha, another half a bracha. They know they can't synergize. They can't join together, and you can't say you have a unified bracha if you have the beginning of your bracha is hagafen and the shakel, and then the bracha is hagafen. They don't have any shaychus. The beginning of your bracha is a barley bracha, and then the bracha is a grape bracha, is a vine bracha. They have absolutely nothing to do with one another, and you can't. That's not a toss. The problem is that if both parts of the bracha were on a wine product, a grape product, a vine product, it's just that in the one part of it was on the yayin, and the other part was on shechar, so shechar of the vine. So now you'll say that, again, that's called the toss. It means you had the right, you're in the right parsha, but you messed up on a detail, so you say that's not going to, that doesn't totally destroy the shavach. You have bracha, but again, if you just end off with the absolutely take a date and you say it's absolutely zero to do with the thing. It's not just a toss. The thing is totally nashayach. So it would be as if you just took a grape and said bracha shalom kinu mecholam, and you stop there, right? That's nothing. So now what? Now what do you say? You said amotzi lachem haaretz. It's a grape. There's nothing. It's simply as if you didn't say anything. So if you say a shevach, which is shayach, it's just wrong. It's an error. It's shayach. Again, it's a relevant shevach. It belongs here, but it's not halachically correct. That's called a ta'os. So a ta'os, you'll say if you have a ta'os in the sof, as long as you don't have a ta'os in the ikar. Again, the whole bracha is a relevant shevach, is relevant. It's just that it's a mistake. You didn't follow the halacha. The halacha is you don't say b'rei pi hagafen on beer from the gafen. So you say, well, so now you have a bracha, which is all a good, in theory it's a good shevach, it just is a mistake. So he says, well, if the mistake is in the ikar, then you got problems. But if the mistake is in the sof, then you're okay. That's all the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is not saying, though, that you could have a bracha, which is where the sof is entirely contradictory and totally doesn't have any shaychus to the whole area that you're doing with. So it would be like in the daytime, you say, Hamaravaravim. You end off, what's Hamaravaravim? Basically, it's a shavach, which is a zero to do with it. It would be like you finish off. Like you finish off, instead of saying Hamaravaravim, you say, go al Yisrael. Or instead of Hamaravaravim, you say, Shakalim Yadvaro. It's not a toast, it doesn't have any shaychus to the thing, and you can't have a bracha, which is comprised of the thing, which is totally off. Again, a toast means where essentially it's relevant, but it's accidentally it's lacking. So say we could tolerate a toast in the chasima, not in the ikar, but in the end we can tolerate a toast because it's the end, and then the main thing is the ikar. So that's what the Rambam is saying. That's what's good. But he says I never meant to say if it's actually beer. If it's beer, that's not a toast. That's just ridiculous. That's what he says. That's like what you. There's an idiot. The guy says that. That's not. It's not altogether not shaykh. So altogether not shaykh to the shaykh. So that can't. It can't join together. The idea is that if the beginning is correct and the end is betos, so they combine together and the beginning will overpower the end. But that's again if they both are relevant in the framework of the shaykh. But if the end is totally not relevant, then it just doesn't. It's nothing to do with the thing. It can't join together. It simply is as if you never said it. It doesn't have anything to do with what's going on here. So the cases, and I think this works with all the cases. I mean, the other cases are, the third case is the same exact as this case. Because the third case is where you have basically a Dagon, Tavshel of Dagon. Right, so Tavshel of Dagon is basically, not exactly the same, but Tavshel of Dagon basically is you have the material to make bread, and it just you haven't quite developed it into bread. Okay, it's lacking in the form of bread. So it's a tavshil made out of the stuff of bread. It's, you know, tavshil is water and flour and whatever, but it's not cooked in the proper manner. It doesn't make bread. Didn't rise, and whatever the case is, you mixed in other to the possible be kissing and whatever the case is. So the saying is that you're dealing. See, and the other case is the case of where it's a pri adama. It's a vegetable. And you say pri ha'etz. See, I think in both of those. See, if you took. I think here one more step, but is that let's say you have a piece of a piece of cake. So I say is that you could it's shayach to use that as a stimulus to say hamotzi lachem min haaretz. This isn't bread. But what you have here is you're partaking of dagon, and the highest form of dagon is lachem. So instead of giving, now that's not the halacha. This isn't the halacha. The halacha is that if you're not eating lechem, you don't say lechem. But the shevach, this is dagon, and that's a stimulus to you to give the shevach of hamotzi lechem and haaretz. So the shevach is related to this thing because lechem is really the highest form of that which you're partaking of. Now the halacha, that's a toss. That's not the halacha, and that's how we're supposed to be doing. Okay, it's not what halacha says, but is the shevach relevant? Yeah, it's a relevant shevach because it's a shevach of this min. And similarly, if you have a vegetable, so a vegetable, if you're having a vegetable which grows on the ground, so you if you say bri priya eitz, it's shayach because the this is a priha adama, but the highest priha adama is priya eitz. And so a priha adama, a vegetable, reflects vegetation, reflects that God is the source of growth from the ground, and the highest growth from the ground is the priha eitz. Is a priha eitz. So it's true you're not actually eating a priha eitz, but this is a stimulus. The shevach is motivated and based upon the priha adama. So the priha adama is bringing to mind the priha eitz. Now halachically, that's not what you're supposed to do, but the shevach is related to this object. So the shevach is shayach, and I'll say. But it's a toss. It's a toss. It's wrong. It's in the right framework, but it's not correct. You gave a higher shevach than you're supposed to be giving. You went too far. You weren't giving the proper halachic shevach. So toss, I don't say, but that's all. It's toss in the chasima. So toss in the chasima is not tolerated. Toss in the sof is not tolerated. Toss in the ikra is not tolerated. But there are things. But if it's not a toss, it's just totally sheker. It's totally off. Then for sure it's bad. I think the Kesef Mishnah interprets this way. The Kesef Mishnah in Kriyat Shema Aleph Pass. I think he, I don't know if he's interpreting the Tshuva, he's just explaining why, according to the Rambam, to resolve the Stira in the Rambam. I think he says that. He says it's a Sheker, just totally saying the wrong thing.
So
in Kriyat Shema, it's basically saying is if at nighttime you say the bracha is that God created life, that's just altogether totally the wrong Shabbat. It has nothing to do with it. You know, so you're basically saying absolutely the wrong thing. I mean, you're saying you might as well, it's praising God for the exact opposite of what you're supposed to be praising God for, you know? So the Hasima is supposed to be Yotzer Avaros, and you say Yomar Avaravim, or vice versa. So you say that's totally wrong. That would be like if you say, finish up, Baruch Tashem no Sena Torah. You're talking about Yotzer Avaros, not Torah, Sena Torah, so that's not a Tos. Tos doesn't just mean you made a mistake. I guess that's what, see, that's a mistake. If you look at the Rav, you think it means, and you have a Tos in there. A Tos is not. Not any time you make a mistake is it defined as a toss. It could be so bad that it's not even a toss. I mean, a mistake, again, an error means where it's in the right framework, but it's off. It's off a little bit. You know, like my example, you wouldn't say I made a mistake if you end up in Boston. It's true he did make a mistake, but that's not a mistake in directions. I didn't say I got mistaken directions. The guy's just off. And so that's what I'm saying. Is the guy's Gary in that case. He says, yeah, I told you the guy's an idiot. He's shifting. It means that guy's crazy. So that's what it means. It means it's crazy. It means it doesn't even warrant the term a mistake. Not even a mistake. It's too far removed from reality, from the Shabbat, to even be a mistake.
Okay. Are you
saying, good? Is that, it's like if you say the wrong statement altogether, if it's not even a tallis, if you say Sha'akon is beer, it's like it's two totally separate statements. It's you have the first, you have a bracha, and then you have another new bracha or a new statement about God. There's nothing, they can't go together. They simply don't blend together. There's an idea of blending. Things which are similar or things which are, you know, approximately okay could blend together. But you can't blend things together if they're no shaykhs to one another. The question is, how does this tie in with yesterday? It doesn't. And it was according to the Rambam, basically we said is the matir, and this all comes down to brachos. The Rambam doesn't forget the matir. The matir is through the brachos. And the brachos go by, you define the bracha by the ikar. The ikar wins out over the chasima. This is just making one caveat, is that you could define the bracha by the ikar when you have one unified entity and they blend together and there's a tos in the chasima, not in the ikar, so then you could define it by the ikar. But the whole thing, you can't define a bracha by an ikar, by a sof, by anything if the thing is totally off. Right, that's all he's saying. It doesn't, it's nothing to do with the Ravid. It's just, even within the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't care about the Matir, he's not in that whole framework. He's just in the framework of, let's define the bracha. You define the bracha, it says, if you said, like Rashi's case, you know, if you say the Ikkar good and the Chasim bad, it's as if you finish with the Ikkar. The Ikkar defines the whole thing. But the Rambam just saying is that you can only say that if the Ikkar and the Chasim have Shaychas, have a relationship to one another. If the Chasim was totally off, with nothing to do with the Shevach altogether, then they can't blend together, and then you can't apply your rule of go by the Chasima. That's what I'm saying. It's like an underlying assumption of a similarity between the Chasima and the Ikkar, which allows this whole thing to work. Yeah. It would be no different than if you just stopped, and you stopped. And then a few minutes later, you could say Shagat Nivara. There's no tziruf, there's no relationship. You're just saying, one of them is a praise about wine, another praise is a praise, one of them is a praise about barley, you know, barley, and the other ones, Berkberghofen, nothing to do with one another. It's not one unified statement. It's not a unified statement of Shabbach. Unified statement, if you switch in the middle, you start off by praising someone about barley, and then you switch in the middle. It's not like if you're praising a king. You start talking about the king, you start talking to him, king, you know, you're a great, kind person, and you start, you know, the whole thing talking about this, and then you start talking about some baseball game in the middle of the statement. It's just, it's not unified. It's totally changing topics in the middle of the thing. It's not a bracha. A bracha has to be a unified thing. So you'll say it's unified. You start off by giving praise about the great product of Shaka Levaro, about the great product, and then you segue into the Berpia Gafen. So you're switching the, but it's still in the same, it's still talking about the same thing. The Shevach is about the same thing. So now you could say, well, there's a mistake, though. It's about the same thing, but I made a mistake at the end, I got too specific. Fine. So then that's the halacha. So the Ikkar, we go by the Ikkar. I'm not saying it's bedafka because you're going from the lower to the higher to the peak. I'm just saying is that it has to be relevant. The bracha has to be relevant. I'm not saying particularly because of the peak. It's just that if it went the other way, then you'd be yotzei because if you say shakal on wine, it works. So my point isn't so much that it's the peak. I'm just trying using the peak and showing why the shavach is shayach. Sure, Sammy's saying a good point also. Ram doesn't mention this point, but he's saying it's even the other two cases that they are related. So the beer, if you say it's talking about beer of Sha'orim, you know, and then wine, they really have absolutely nothing to do with one another. I mean, it's hard to say. So it's mashma from the context also, besides the fact that how could you ever make that other mistake? It's a joke. Let me just say one point is that I think the other Svara, but Jeremy and Yehuda were thinking, I think he could carry it over here. It's good also, which is that they're saying is, tell me if, I'm changing a little bit, but tell me if you object. But they're saying is that maybe the Rambam really agrees with the Ravid, essentially, which is that you have the two things. You have the Takana of the Bracha, and then you have the Matir. Takana of the Bracha, this whole thing works for. Takana of the Bracha, it all works. The Ikkar defined the thing. But the Ravid's point was, yeah, but in terms of Shevach, the Matir is that the Gavra gave Shevach on this thing, and if the Gavra said the wrong Bracha, he didn't give Shevach on the thing, so there's no Matir. Right? So it's very nice, halachically you'll define the Bracha by the Ikkar, but bottom line is, you didn't give Shevach on Sheikhar. You give Shevach on Sheikhar, you gave the wrong Shevach. But the Rambam will answer is, I would agree with you, Ravid, but that's why these are only cases where you did give a Shevach, which is Shaykh. Okay, and you're right, if you mamish gave you're drinking beer and you said Brei Pri Hagafen, then you're right. It's true you define the thing by the Ikkar, but the Gavra Meshabeach is totally, you didn't give any Shevach whatsoever on barley, on beer of barleys, and therefore you have no Matir, because your Matir to drink beer is that you gave some Shevach, and you didn't say anything. You just said, Brother Barley Pregofen, nothing at all to do with what you're eating. But if you're eating beer made out of grape products made from the vine, and you said, Brother Barley Pregofen, explicitly, right? Now that Shevach, although halachically it's a toss, halachically that's not what you're supposed to do, but in terms of Shevach, that is a Shevach, there's a good argument that Gavra could give that kind of Shevach on beer. It's not following Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos say don't do that, but you can't say the guy that simply has no Matir, he's Nananol Zebelo Bracha, he's not recognizing God, he's recognizing God, who's the source of great products. Now, he's not saying the halachic structure, halachically, it goes by the Ikkar. The Ikkar defines the thing, so therefore you forget halachically. He'll say in terms of the Matir, well, he gave a Shevach, which is Shayach. It is a good Shevach, and for the other ones also. But then that's what I'm saying. It only works by these items, by these things where the Shevach is at least relevant. So you're giving a shevach, which is appropriate for these items. The government shevach is fine. You got rid of the matya problem. And the technical problem of, but you said the wrong halach, fine, but you define the thing by the ikar. So, according to this, the Rambam, this way of going, which is good, this is what I like about it, this is what you're saying, is that maybe the Rambam agrees with the Ravid's point. The Rambam also agrees with the Ravid's point. But the only difference is the Ravid says that for the government shevach, the matya is that shehutzi bepiv, you have to have the proper shavach. Whereas the Rambam's saying, what do you mean the proper shavach? If you're talking about the framework of the matir based upon the gavra as a philosophical thing, then why do you have to go by why are you tying yourself to the technical structure that Chazal said that beer doesn't get beer out of the grapes doesn't get a rapier gafen? Why not just a person could give shavach on the beer to the rapier gafen? Why not? So if you're going by the underlying government shabayah, then just go by, is the shevach related in even the broader sense? And if it is, then he's not being an azal blah bracha. I mean, it's a solid argument against the Ravid. I hear it. It's hard to see what the Ravid's idea is, that he's saying it's a shevach shalti b'pev. Fine, the shevach you did. You gave a shevach on that. I mean, you did give shevach on that. So now it's not the shevach which Chazal set up here, but we're not going by the shevach Chazal set up. We're going by the framework of the government shabayah. I mean, I don't know. It's a good question. If you say that, I mean, anyways, it's a good point. But if you say that, I mean, the Rambam's convincing. It's hard to see what the Ravid will argue back. Maybe you could argue the Ravid. The guy didn't mean that. I mean, the guy didn't. It's not pshat that he was trying to give shevach of for grape products on the beer. He made a mistake. I mean, he didn't realize. So the Gavra, The governor wasn't really giving that shavach. It's not like he decided to give that shavach on the thing. He really made a mistake. He wasn't really giving shavach. He really said ribir gafen, and he thought it was beer, and he knew he was supposed to say shakel, and so far as he's concerned, he said the wrong shavach. Explicitly, he said the wrong shavach. Now, if he intentfully, with intent, did that would be one thing, but here he's basically saying the wrong shavach. I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good idea. It's a very good idea. I like it. It's funny because yesterday the Ravid is a big chiddush, and that's why, in a certain sense, the Ma'aseh is simpler because the Ravid is a big chiddush yesterday, and the Rambam we're just keeping in the same normal halachic framework. And I'm giving the svar I'm saying today is just keeping the Rambam in his normal framework and then do the Ravid. But what Jeremy and you guys are saying is it's saying it's true the Ravid is a big chiddush, but look, it made sense. It's a good idea, and you're minimizing the machlokas, saying the Rambam also agrees with that, and the Rambam's in that framework. He's just He's just tweaking that framework somehow, and then we just have to find the machlokes within that. I'm just thinking now is that I don't know if this side, the second svara, the svara Jeremy Yehuda, I don't think it's going to work out with the case in Kriyashma, because the case in Kriyashma is talking about where the guy said the psicha was correct, and the ikar was correct, and he ended off wrong. The chesima was wrong. Okay, the chesima was wrong. Totally wrong. Not just wrong. Absolutely wrong. Totally wrong. It was the opposite. It was the opposite of what he's supposed to be saying. So according to what I'm saying, so I'll say, okay, who cares? What I'm saying is, so then you can't even halachically say it's good, because the ikar can't define the thing if the chasima is totally off. So that's what I'm saying is that you have to go by the chasima. If the chasima is off, the chasima is off, and that's it. That's all you can do. But according to what you guys are saying, you're saying halachically, really, in terms of the chasima, you could define the thing by the ikar, even if the chasima is totally off. Halachically, the thing is fine. And there's no problem. The Rambam doesn't have any problem with that. The only problem is that in terms of the matir for shavach, you have to be giving something which is relevant. The matir to eat a food, you have to be giving something which is relevant, and that's why it has to be in the right ballpark. Yeah, but that's very nice by foods, but that's not going to explain the case by Kriyashma, because Kriyashma is not a matir. So there it's just halachic shavach, and therefore the shavach should be defined by the ikar. And who cares that the chesima is wrong? Bottom line is that the psicha, the ikar is correct, and the ikar should define the whole thing, and it should be okay. So you should have a problem. But the Rambam is carrying that over. And as that's the nafkamina between my svara and your svara is the Rambam's problem. Does Rambam demand that it's sheikhar of beer? Is that because of the halachic definition of the ikar and the defining thing, or is it because of the matir, the din matir, the permit? But the difference in the nafkamina between those, the practical difference is going to be in a case where it's not a matya, it's not a brechnanim, it's like by Kriyashma. And you see, by Kriyashma, the Rambam also says that if it's totally off, then the thing isn't good. So you see, it's not because of the matya, it's because of the halachic definition of the ikar and the defining it by the ikar. You can only define the ikar by the ikar if it's the chasimah is relevant, but not if it's the opposite. So it seems to me that that's really, it seems that supports really is against
it. This
is the other question about, this question is in terms of the Ram. Why does Ram say, Akol HaLechachas? Another point. Why does Ram say, Akol HaLechachasima? But here he says it goes by the Ikar. But in that, that's based on the Gemara, that by that case, by Berachas Kriyashma, the Ikar, the beginning of the Bracha, either Bracha works for a night or a day, because they both mention night and day. So the Ikar really is generic. And it's only the chasima which is differentiates between the night and the day. So therefore, I call it the chasima. Is that we all go by the chasima? That's what matters by Brachas Kriyas Shema. You know, that's what matters. You'll say, but why don't you just say, who cares about if the ikar is good? No, because the chasima is the opposite. So since it's the opposite, it's really going to end up disqualifying it. You can't go draw the chasima after the ikar. The only thing is, why does Ram say is by brachos? He makes it very generic sounding. How does he say it? He says, I have it here. I'm going to just say he means Al-Kal Brachos Kriyas Shema. He doesn't mean all the brachos in this context. That's what he means, all the brachos and Brachos Kriyas Shema, what really differentiates the brachos is the chasima. Chasima is really the essential differential of all the brachos. That's what it goes by. That's the essential differential of the brachos. Rambam's quoting Al-Kal Brachos Kriyas Shema, this quote from the Gemara. The Gemara says, it's Brisa, I think. And the Gemara explains the reason why it works that way. Why don't you say that proves you go by the Chasima? The Gemara says, no, because that's just like Kriyishma. Kriyishma is different, and, because the big Psichos are the same. So that's how the Gemara learns it. So, the Rambam is quoting the Gemara, and that's how the Gemara interprets it, The Gemara certainly uses that same thing, and it only means it by Kriyishma. So the Gemara has no problem with saying that. So, let's just say the Rambam is different, which you could say, but I think that's smooth as storyline. It's really amazing. Chacham Yilpo understood the Rambam, and that's why they said they simply cannot accept that it's talking about Sheikhar or Shal Sarim. But the Rambam used the word Sheikhar, so what are they supposed to think? So they said, I don't understand this Rambam. They would not bend their minds to try to make the Rambam apply across the board. They understood this is the Rambam Sfara from Kriyashma, and this is the way, and they resolved the answer. They really worked it all out. They just said, Rambam, what's the deal? Why do you say Sheikhar? And he says, no, that's what I meant. You're right. It's amazing, right? You see, it's like, they were really Chacham. They weren't just people writing letters to the Rambam. Who would figure that out in the Rambam? And it's really interesting. And it's a really interesting letter. The whole thing is interesting. So it's a real limud in how to learn, and not how to be careful about the diaks and Rambams. I think it's something it's important to keep. It's important to keep in mind. Happy I saw this. The Anna Rebbe always quotes this type of thing. I don't know if he quotes this tshuva, but he quotes. Something, he always says it like that. Like, they asked the Rambam, how could you mean this? And he says, no, I didn't mean it. You're making a mistake. I don't think it's this tshuva, but it's another tshuva. But it's just in general. Even though the Rambam wrote carefully, it doesn't mean he's making every... You can't pretend like you're the Rambam and trying to write the Rambam. You don't know. No person could write every single word. And you can't write a book in a way that's going to knock out every diuk that a person may make, the opposite of what you're saying. A guy who doesn't know of any svaras just say, what is the sound like he's saying? You have to, there's svaras. The Rambam was meant to be read with thinking. So if you think, it sounds like it, okay, fine. But the Rambam wasn't trying to write it for a guy who doesn't know any svaras and he's just reading it. What does it sound like? It's not what he's writing. He's assuming that you have a svara. Here's an example. Yep.
What's like another...